So the Heilige Mishna weiter, Masech des Vach in Perig Yud Gimel, Mishna Aleph. You can't bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. You can't shecht a carbon outside the place where that carbon has to be shechted, in the Azara. And you can't be Mila, that means to offer up. You can't burn on the Mizbeach a carbon outside. Now if someone shechts or someone burns a carbon outside, one is Chayav Karis, if he does it on purpose. Or a karmen chatas if he did it by mistake. Zakt the Mishnah. Hashoichet v'mayla b'chutz. This person shechted a karmen and put it up on a mizbeach outside of the azara. Chayiv ala shchita v'chayiv ala aliyah. He's chayiv one chatas for shechting it outside. And he's chayiv another chatas for bringing it up on the mizbeach. They are separate asurim. Let's take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Achrei, Capital Yud Zayin. Pasuk Gimel. Ish ish mi Beis Yisrael. Any man from Beis Yisrael, from the house of Yisrael, Asha Yishchad, who will shecht, shar, an axe, a chesev or a sheep, a eiz or a goat, ma machna in the camp. O Yesha Yishchad mi chutz la machna. Or he'll shecht it outside the camp. Vel Pesach el Mayed lo yevioi. And he doesn't bring it to the entrance of the Oil Mayat. Lahakrav Karban Lashem. To be makrav a Karban Lashem lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Dam yechashev la ishahu. It should be considered like he spilled blood. Dam shafach, he poured blood for no reason. V'nichras ha'ishahu mikerev ami. And this person is chayev karas. So the pasuk makes it very clear. There's asher yishchat v'asher yalad. There are two separate chiyuvei krisis and b'shaygig. That's why, if he both shechts and puts it up on mizbeach outside, he's chayev twice. Chayev ala shchita v'chayev al hu'aliyah. As I halt the Tanakama. Rav Yossi Aglili says, shochet b'fnim, if he shechted the carbon inside the azara, the way he was supposed to, v'hela b'chutz, but then he offered it up outside, chayev. Then he's chayev achatas. Because once he shechted it inside, it was a good carbon that was ready to go up on the mizbeach inside. And he put it up on the mizbeach outside, that's when he's chayiv. But, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, shochet b'chutz, if he shechted it outside, v'hel b'chutz, and put it up on the mizbeach outside, potter. He's potter for putting it up on the mizbeach. Because what did he put up on the mizbeach? A pasul of carbon. A carbon that was shechted outside. Shalei hele b'chutz, because in that case, he didn't offer up outside a ledavra pasul, only something that is pasul. You see, once the carbon was shechted outside, it's not a good carbon. See, that chayav for putting up a carbon that's not a carbon. Amrulai. But the Chachamim answered Rabbi Yossi Aglili, afa shoychid b'fnim ma'ala b'chutz, even according to what you're saying, that he shechted it inside. Kiva shetziyai pisalai. So do you take it out of the azara, it becomes pasul. And you still say he's chayiv when he puts it up outside. Why? It's a pasul of carbon. It was taken out of the azara. So you see, the fact that it's a pasul of carbon doesn't stop the chayiv of putting it up on a mizbeach outside. Now, what Rabbi Yossi Aglili would answer is, explains about Tanura, when you shecht it inside and bring it outside, at least it had what's called a shasa kosher. There was a time that it was a kosher carbon. At one point, it was kosher. But if he starts out by shechting it outside and then puts it up outside, it never had what's called a shasa kosher. It was never good. But the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now, I think we should be magdim as follows. Before they put up the Mishkan, the Yidden were makriv their karbanos on what's called bamos. Those are like private mizbeachs. They were put up wherever they wanted. Once the Mishkan went up, they could no longer be makriv karbanos outside of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the same is true for spraying the dam, the same is true for pouring the wine. So, some shechted kardashim outside of the Azara and put it up outside of the Azara, even though he did it behelam echad, that means like no one told him in the middle, you know, you can't do this. We don't consider it one mistake, we consider it two mistakes. He's chayev a karban chatas, both for the shechita and for putting it up. If he shechted it inside, and he put it up outside, he's chayiv just for putting it up. And by the way, the Rambam adds, if he shechted it outside and put it up inside, he's also chayiv on the shechita. Now Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that if you shecht it outside and put it up outside, you're not chayiv for putting it up, because what did you put up? You put up a pasul of carbon. You're not chayiv for putting up a pasul of carbon. You're chayiv for putting up a kosher carbon outside. But the Chachamim argued back, well, even if you shechted it inside, once you take it out, it becomes pasul. And you yourself say, if you shechted it inside or you put it up outside, you're chayiv. So you see your chayiv even on a pasul of carbon. But we spoke out from the Batanur, Rabbi Yosef Lili would answer, if you shechted it inside, at least at one point it was kosher. You're right, as soon as you take it out, it's pasul. And Lamaisa, by the time he puts it up on the Mizbech, it was pasul anyway. But it was a carbon that was kosher. On the other hand, if he shechts it outside, so he's chayiv for shechting it outside, but by the time he's putting it up, he's putting up a carbon that was never kosher, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, for that, he wouldn't be chayiv.